Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. In today's program, we will be visiting with Adam Venegas. The former state champion for Olathe North and D1 college football player is now a highly regarded wrestling official, both during the scholastic season and for freestyle and Greco competitions. Recently, you may have seen him in a picture while raising David Taylor's hand at the U.S. Open. The shot was used to promote the upcoming Final X competition and was seen thousands of times on social media. Adam is also an assistant at Baker University and works with our USAWKS teams as a coach. He will be serving as team leader for a cadet team who will be traveling to Spokane in a few weeks for the Cadet National Duels. Adam, welcome to Airtime.
Yes, thank you, Pat.
So there's a lot of ground we could cover with your wide-ranging roles within the wrestling community. I want to first ask you about the appeal of the sport to you. You had your share of success in wrestling, but it was football that you pursued at the college level. I'm sure you could have gotten into coaching football and made a career of that, but you chose wrestling. What is it about wrestling that attracted you and continues to attract you to the sport?
I think just the lifestyle of the competitive wrestler, you know, the family atmosphere that comes with it, the community, but more importantly, the one-on-one battle that you have with yourself daily in your training and in your competition, proving to yourself, you know, without someone else's immediate assistance, like a team sport like football, you know, you can do things, you can accomplish great things. Just that everyday grind, that hustle grind that it takes to be a wrestler and a successful person, I think that goes hand in hand in life, and that's extremely appetizing to me. I like the idea of officiating so I can give back to our people, our kids, our community in the sport of wrestling. That really is my biggest appeal. That it helps keep me young and keeps me active and good to go.
All right, so speaking of officiating, you began officiating only a few years ago, and you have had a meteoric rise. You have worked the state tournament and are becoming a fixture in the freestyle and Greco on the national scene. Tell us a little bit about your officiating career thus far and where you'd like to take it.
Officiating first started out like many, you know, I catch a phone call and, hey, you want to make some extra money in a kiddie tournament? And so I went. Had a few more gigs come my way, decided I was halfway decent at it, you know, through praise of parents and other officials, continue on, ventured into freestyle and Greco, where I've had many great mentors, Mark Anderson and Torch Brewer and people of that nature, some Gary Mayhabs and such, and really just continued to elevate the sport. I like the idea of traveling around the country and getting to meet new people, seeing new things, new styles, learning, continuously learning in the sport of wrestling through officiating to make me a better coach. Make me a better ambassador for our state in the sport of wrestling. Here recently, I've had some great success starting to creep into the international, national scene with the freestyle and Greco. I've now done two open tournaments. Recently, this last weekend, I just completed my first Olympic Trials invite tournament up in Rochester, Minnesota, which was a lot of fun, a lot of learning. A lot of things that I feel like I can help give back to our guys from that tournament and hopefully continue on into an international and potentially even an Olympic spot here in the next 10 years or so.
Yeah, you can hardly turn on, you know, whatever's being streamed nationally and without seeing you either on the mat or at Matt's side. So that's really, really pretty cool and really a neat tribute to the state.
It's definitely a humbling experience.
So you've had the opportunity to work with one of the most respected coaches in the nation in Cody Garcia of Baker University. You have helped bring that program along and notched another NAIA national champion in Lucas Laverne this year. Tell us a little bit about working with Coach Garcia and what's in store for Baker University with the advent of their women's program.
Coach Garcia is a top-notch guy, and I mean that with the utmost pride. He's second to none when it comes to standards and morals and ethics. His work ethic and his hustle is extremely humbling to be around. Coach Garcia is always working hard for the guys. Our motto is servant leadership, and hopefully we can instill that into our men. That is the goal. But working at Baker has just been a wonderful opportunity to help men continue careers past high school, you know, be in a competitive collegiate environment, working with these these young men and trying to chase these childhood dreams of becoming national champions. It's just been, it's really just been a thrill and a ride, you know, from everyday practices to the tournaments and every weekend. We do plan on opening up our first season of a girls program this year, which is always exciting to bring in more student athletes to the University of Baker and to get more people involved, get our ladies of Kansas involved in our wrestling aspects. We have big aspects for our women. We have the National U.S. Open on our schedule. We have other large ladies events, the Body Bar or the Texas Women's Nationals. So we'll be all in when it comes to our girls, and hopefully that can help push our gentlemen and overall build the program as well.
So you were working on your master's, I believe, at Baker. Where are you in that process?
Sir.
And I mean, are you planning on staying at Baker after you get your master's, or what kind of is your outlook?
Currently, in fact, let's see, 2 weeks ago before the World Team Trials Tournament, I graduated with a master's in sports management from the University of Baker.
Oh, congratulations.
Very, very humbling moment, very proud moment for myself and my family. My plan is to stay involved with Baker as long as they'll have me with the men's side and with Coach Garcia. Definitely feel a debt of gratitude back to that community and to Coach Garcia. My plans right now, I recently have taken a promotion here at work. My plans right now are to keep a job that keeps me happy, flexible enough to travel around and still do the sporting events that I like to do with wrestling and, you know, make a living a little bit. So as of right now, I'm finally starting to settle a little bit. For the past 2 years or so, it's been class, school, work, officiating. Every 5 minutes of my day is planned out to the T. And now it's time to change the directions a little bit. I'm going to get married this summer. Going to begin to try to build me a family. So that's kind of my next goal and fit that into my lifestyle.
All right. Well, congratulations again on that. Wow, you've got a lot going on. That's terrific.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. So speaking of Baker, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge and wish the best for one of your fellow assistants at Baker, Colby Crank. He was just named the head coach of the men's program at Ottawa University. Growing up in Mike Garcia's program at Hutch, his college wrestling then under Mike's son Cody, I'm sure he will have to hit the ground running. OU's got a good one in Coach Crank. I'm sure you'll miss him at Baker. But what can the Braves look forward to in having Colby Crank head up their program?
The Braves can look to become a very competitive program with the intensity that Colby will bring when it comes to just the work ethic around the sport of wrestling. Colby is a winner, just like the Garcias and many others from the Hutch program, and he strives for nothing less. I imagine his tenacity will help bring a lot of attention back to that program in Ottawa and finally put a competitive product back on the mat, using some of the skills that he's earned from Coach Mike Garcia and Coach Cody Garcia. I feel extremely happy for Colby. He's put in some time. He's had a long road to get to where he's at. I think he's more deserving than anybody I can imagine. Ottawa's definitely got themselves a very, very good coach.
You've been selected as team leader for the Cadet Duels team that will be competing in Spokane in June. What does that position entail, and who else will be on staff for that event?
Yes, I'm very excited to take a very talented group of cadets from Kansas to Spokane for the national duels. I mean, we have national champions all the way down to kids. This is their first tournament, but we are extremely competitive with about 8 or so All-Americans in the national champion on our team. The duels are going to be coached by Ken Kepley out of Pratt Community College and Coach Damian Parker out of Washburn Rural High School. And of course myself, we try to split it up a little bit, find some different coaches that have not quite been on staff, attract some different areas of the state, and help bring some kids along with them, and embrace some, help out some of our college coaches, get to know some of our Kansas high school athletes.
Right. So we potentially, like you're saying, potentially have a team that will be competitive for the duels. Who are some of the guys you'll be looking to help Team Kansas have a strong showing at the national duels?
Well, there's a number of gentlemen in our duels, but kids like Keegan Slider out of Olathe North, Devin Gomez out of a Valley Center, Kyle Haas and a Dwayne Villapando, along with others, Gavin Carter out of Washburn Rural. These are just some of our returning All-Americans. We have a strong, strong core group of kids that are extremely talented and very hungry. looking forward to a very nice event.
Okay, so between coaching and officiating, what does your schedule look like for the rest of the summer? Are we going to see you on the mat for Final X?
Well, unfortunately, I was not chosen to officiate the Final X. I was selected for the trials. I think they're spreading that out a little bit. That got thinner and thinner. So I did not get a Final X, but I will be at cadet team, obviously, as a team leader. I'll be at Southern Plains officiating for our local regional. I will also officiate the Fargo National Championships. And then I was told that I would soon be receiving an assignment for an international event with one of our U.S. teams.
So the cadet duels are slated for June 12th through the 16th at the Spokane Convention Center in downtown Spokane. How can the Kansas wrestling community follow the event online?
To my knowledge, one of the best ways to follow usually is always track wrestling, whether it be the mat side watch or just follow the results. I also believe that Float Wrestling, if you have an account, I believe that they will be streaming matches as they go. That would be your best way for visual watching. If there's any other way, I would definitely relay back to you and the rest of our state so we can watch our boys.
Well, thanks for taking the time to visit with us, and thank you for all you do for wrestling in the state of Kansas.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for having me.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.